Okay, this is Roosevelt Housing Authority. Roosevelt Housing Authority Board of Commissioner meeting, May 6, 2026.
All right, thank you, Margaret. We are assembled here and present. Let's do a roll call and call this meeting to order. Let's start on the my far left.
Harold Huff here.
Lynn Snow here.
Bo Hancock present.
Josh Baik here.
Thank you. Alrighty, we'd like to record reflect that we do have a quorum, and we'll move on to the agenda to conduct business. That takes us to agenda item number 2. Is there a need for a public hearing, Margaret? Okay. That ticks off agenda items 2 and 3, and then that moves us to agenda item number 4.
I'll move approval of the minutes of the meeting.
Okay.
March 5th.
Okay, we have a first for the approval, a motion to approve the March 4th, 2026 minutes by Lynn Snow. We have a second by Harold Huff. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Okay, motion carries. And we'll now move on to item number 5, which is the approval of expenditures for February and March of 2026. I think everybody's received that in their packet.
I have a question. Yep. I would like Margaret to look up check 20728.
In which program?
Which one, then?
Well, it's in the Roosevelt Housing Authority in the whole list of checks, you know.
Yeah.
20728.
It's on the second page.
It's your person's salary.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, and what's the date of that?
25.
Okay. Now down, look down on the page 20774.
Yeah, 25 and the 29.
Yeah.
If you're wondering, the 4-day spacing.
Yeah, salary 4 days apart.
Do you see that, Margaret?
Yeah, that's not right.
Because if you look at the memo says the memos are different, the memo lines. If you look at that, one's from 116, the other one's from 21. So I think that there just might I think there's a data entry error on the possibly the date of entry.
I didn't want to embarrass you, but
yeah. No. So one's for January, one's for February.
Yeah. So I think we have a data entry error, but that's a good.
But these are just February and March checks supposed to be.
Yeah, I probably put the wrong date in when I entered it, and then it.
So we need to double check those and reconcile.
I didn't. I'm looking here. Oh, then there's one for March on the third page.
I should get paid so twice a month. So there's
three shown. I don't want to be a stupid dumb auditor, but
no.
That's what we like about this moment. We all wait for this moment, Lynn, right here. So there will be what, 1 or 2 months out of the year we get three payments, right?
No, I get paid twice a month.
Twice a month.
I get paid on the 5th and the 20th. So there should be two each month.
Yeah. So let's just review those date entries, make sure they're reconciled, because I think the memo lines are correct, but I think the dates might be a little off.
Yeah, I might have entered it in on the wrong, put the wrong date or something.
Because you're looking at the March 5th one, right, the 20775?
Well, there's two in March. Well, it's interesting, too, because there's two in February, and then there's two in March, the 5th and the 9th.
Yeah. Yeah, so there's something wrong with that date. There's not enough spacing.
But there's two a month, so.
That you're seeing.
Yes, that's
you know what? I wonder if. So sometimes I'll cut the check early so that when you guys come to sign, and I bet I put it in.
The date
wrong. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I can go back and change that.
glad you caught that. And the memo line's cut off, but you can tell that there are some variations there.
So. I'll put a note to check that.
Otherwise, I don't have any questions with the expenditures.
Okay, and I think those expenditures have gone around for initialing.
Yeah.
So we're good there, Margaret.
Harold?
Yeah. I think, Harold, you signed that as well?
Yeah.
Okay.
So we've all signed up.
So we'll entertain a motion to approve the expenditures for February and March of 2026.
So approved.
Okay.
No motion.
We have second. A first by Lynn. We have a second by Josh Bake. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. Now we have a formal action here. I doubt there's going to be any change. Agenda item number 6, we do need to elect a chairperson and a vice chairperson.
But we've decided we're waiting until the city council appoints somebody else.
And Josh, you may have an update on the city council process. We did discuss that last night. Do you want to speak to that a little?
Yeah, so I talked with Mayor Olson, and he's planning on next council meeting, the 19th. Yeah. Appointing that and getting council's approval on that.
So to get that approval, we need to have somebody available for them. They can attend that meeting.
Okay.
And they'll formally swear them in at the council meeting as a member of the Housing Authority Board.
Do you have some ideas?
He said he had 3 names. I know one was Audrey. I'm not sure who the other 2 were. He's open to recommendations too. Yeah. He said he's happy to talk to.
Well, I'm just thinking who do we own? Who do we know that owns rentals or apartments? And Ray Grant does, but we have some on his here, so we can't put him on.
That's the. But Audrey doesn't, does she?
Doesn't what?
She doesn't have any rentals or anything.
She has 3 fourplexes.
That are part of this program?
No, not right now.
Are they on the list to be a part of this program?
Well, they have been at times, but...
Not presently.
Not presently.
So if we put her name forward, she'd have to be aware that that would not happen.
And then I just wonder who else there is that...
You don't recall the other 2 names?
I don't.
Guys or gals that own them?
Can we get those and circulated?
Yeah.
Margaret, we'll have you get those from Josh. And then circulate them to the
group. Yeah, and then I'd be glad to look at them.
But does anybody else have any people that would be good to put on the board? That
well, you know, I hate to put too many snows on there, but, you know, my brother Gordon doesn't have any apartments now, but he had all those along Lagoon Street and then sold them a couple of years ago for $3.5 million and his kids. And he's had rentals. He and I had lots of rentals, and then when we retired and divided up, well, he took a couple of apartments there and then added, you know, ended up with 6 fourplexes there. But he knows that.
He'd have a good knowledge of how the program works.
Ryan's son, or Ryan's wife, Deb, I think her name is. She was involved helping Gordon, you know, with that. And they live in town.
Which Ryan's what?
Ryan Snow.
Ryan, like Providence
Ryan? No. Brooks.
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 Oh, okay.
Brooks. Brooks's wife. I mean, Ryan was the city manager here, and he lives up in Providence. his brother Brooks.
Okay.
His wife was involved in helping.
Do you know her name?
Is it? Let me look.
Should we be recording this part or not?
I don't know if it's...
Doesn't matter.
I don't think it's too detrimental to the record. I think we can probably move on to the other agenda items and actually have this conversation off the record, though. So let's table
the
agenda.
I think it's Amy.
Okay, let's table agenda item number 6 until we get the final person on the board installed.
Okay.
And then agenda item number 7, aside from discussion of potential other board members, is there anything else that we need to discuss?
No.
Is there any need for agenda item number 8, a closed session?
No.
Okay, with that, we'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
I can move.
Okay, thank you, Harold.
Second it.
We have a second by Josh Bake. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay, motion carries. Thank you, Margaret.
I was just going to